The word of God has been chosen to be laid upon your hearts this morning and is found recorded in Genesis 27, verse 36. And Esau said, "Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has deceived me these two times." In Christ Jesus, dear fellow students of the Word, fellow redeemed in Christ, have you ever really been hurt by someone lying to you, deceiving you, tricking you? How'd you feel? Well, if you were human, you probably felt numbness and confusion. Why'd they do that? And probably bitterness and anger. Why'd they do it to me? And finally, revenge and fury. I'm going to get them back. That's exactly what Esau felt when he found out that he had deceived his father Isaac and received the blessing of the firstborn rather than he. Esau got back from his hunting trip, dreaming and thinking about meeting his father and receiving the blessing of the firstborn. His entire life was turned upside down. After he greeted his father Isaac, Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" And Esau said, "I'm your son, your firstborn Esau." We're told that when Isaac heard those words, he trembled violently. Literally, he was filled with panic, fright, and horror. And he said, "Who then was it that hunted game and brought it to me? I ate it just before you came here, and I blessed him." Isaac then realized that that was none other than his younger son, Rebekah's favorite, Jacob. Esau also realized that Jacob had tricked Isaac, lied to his father, deceived his father. And when Esau realized that, that's when he said the words of our text this morning. "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? He has deceived me these two times." If you literally read that statement of Esau, he's saying, "Isn't he rightly named Jacob? For he has Jacobed me these two times." And the name Jacob means to deceive or to trick. Esau went from shock to bitter words to a brooding and murderous hatred. We're told Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, "The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob." There are many pursuits in life that promise us a prize, but they really just bring us poison. They promise us a blessing, but really we find out we only have a burden. We're told it'll all be worth it. The ends justify the means. You will have it all. Sin does that. Sin tells us and tempts us that it'll be a thrill. It'll be fun, exciting, and you'll have lasting joy. But when we give in to sin, as one man wrote, "A drain seems to have opened at the bottom of our souls, and soon we are empty, baffled by the arid desert sands that blow in the void of our lives." Revenge is one such sinful pursuit that promises us good things. When we've been seriously wronged, either by word or deed, revenge tells us we deserve recompense. We deserve that pound of flesh. We deserve getting even. And they deserve to feel the hurt that we felt. The God of revenge promises that once our vengeance has been accomplished, then and they, our enemy, feels the pain that we felt, and our justice has been met, then we feel better. We'd be healed. We could finally move on. Revenge would be our redemption. Don't go there, my fellow Esau's. Jesus tells us in Matthew 5, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Striking back is what animals do. Striking back is what our sinful heart desires. Revenge is what our sinful, selfish flesh devises and dreams about. But for the child of God, who's been redeemed by the one who was reviled and was struck and was mistreated and was beaten and was crucified for us on the cross, after doing nothing wrong, the only answer to being hurt by someone is forgiveness and love. One person wrote, while seeking revenge, dig two graves, one for yourself. Scripture says, do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. And the Apostle Paul writes in Romans 12, do not take vengeance, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Our Esau natures want that pound of Jacob's flesh. But the new man in us realizes that if we do that, we're sinning against God. And that pound of flesh becomes a ton of guilt and shame that weighs upon our hearts. So instead, we look to our Savior, who cried out to his Heavenly Father and was dying on the cross, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing. He didn't say, Father, incinerate them. He didn't say, Father, make them pay. But Father, do not hold the sin against them. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saying that about me and about each of you. Jesus died to wash away all of our thoughts, all of our desires, and all of our acts of vengeance and revenge. An early church father named Ambrose once wrote, no one heals himself by wounding another. Rather, we're healed, whether we are the wounded or the wounder, we're healed in the crucifixion scars of our forgiving Lord and Savior. Amen. This morning we'll sing hymn 171. Listen carefully because there's several verses. Verse 1, 4, 7, and the last two. 1, 4, 7, and 11 and 12. 171.